Solar light to anti-solar differential rotation, a geometric interpretation, by Maria E. Camassasa et al. The solar convection zone rotates differentially, with its equatorial region rotating more rapidly than the polar regions. This form of differential rotation, also observed in many other low-mass stars, is understood to arise when Coriolis effects are stronger than those associated with buoyant driving of the convection. When buoyancy dominates, a so-called anti-solar state of differential rotation results, characterized by rapidly rotating poles and a slow equator. The transition between these two states has been shown to occur when the intensity of these two forces is roughly equal or, equivalently, when the convective Rossby number of the system is unity. Here we consider an alternative view of the transition that relates this phenomenon to convective structure and convective zone depth. Using a series of 3D rotating convection zone simulations, we demonstrate that the solar-antisolar transition occurs when the columnar convective structures characteristic of rotating convection attain a diameter roughly equivalent to the shell depth. When the characteristic convective wavelength exceeds twice the shell depth, we find that the coherent convective structures necessary to sustain an equatorward Reynolds stress are lost, and an antisolar state results. We conclude by presenting a force balance analysis that relates this geometric interpretation of the transition to the convective Rossby number criteria identified in previous studies. This was Solar-like to Antisolar Differential Rotation, a geometric interpretation, by Maria E. Camassasa et al.